Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I am your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. I'm going to play for you part two of our two-part series of the fat loss formula. In the previous episode, if you haven't listened to it already, make sure you do. It doesn't matter if you do it before or after this episode. Just in the previous episode, we go over the nutritional components to lose the greatest amount of fat possible in the shortest period of time. And this is for you if you want to lose weight, a lot of weight, or if you wanted to get really, really ripped and shredded. These are the principles that I've been using for over 15 years to help average people get from overweight to becoming at an optimal weight. And I've also used the same exact strategies to help professional models, recording artists, celebrities, and celebrity trainers help their clients and help themselves get in the best shape that they have ever dreamed of being in. So this is part two, where I'm going to share with you the exercise components to being able to lose the greatest amount of fat in the shortest period of time. Enjoy.
Okay, so this is important. So now you understand the basic, most fundamental component of a successful nutrition strategy for fat loss, rapid fat loss. Let's talk about the exercise, because really it's not the diet that takes the fat off. Our diet, the way I just described it to you, raises your metabolism so that you can allow exercise to help you lose more fat quickly. So the way you do exercise, number one, you have to choose exercises that burn the greatest amount of calories humanly possible. You want to burn the greatest amount of calories during your workout, and as a bonus, you want to try to get the caloric expenditure as great as possible after the workout too. We call that after burn. So how do we achieve this? Let's start with, how do we maximize the amount of calories that you burn during the workout? Number one is engage the greatest amount of muscle tissue humanly possible for every rep and set that you do. So how do you do that? You've got to choose your exercises wisely. You want to choose exercises that are more full body. For example, what you don't want to do is sit down and do a bicep curl machine, because during that bicep curl machine, you are sitting down. The only muscles that are doing any work to help you burn calories is just this little section of muscle, maybe on both arms. That is it. That little bit of muscle right there burns so few calories compared to the potential of the rest of the muscles in your body that it's just completely ineffective, and it will be a waste of time for you if you're trying to lose body fat and get shredded and get ripped. It's great for building muscle if you want to build muscle in your arms. It's terrible for losing body fat. So what you want to do instead is you want to look at what's called functional exercises. And you can Google this. Now, everything we do that I'm talking about right now, all of this is in our vegan tummy tightener, of course. And this is kind of why I'm doing this, because I want to show you how the vegan tummy tightener works so that you can make a decision if this is something you want to buy. And I'm going to give you an incredible offer at the very end of this. Okay, so how do you do these exercises? You're going to look for functional training exercises where, let's say that we're doing a bench press. You would typically do a bench press. What a bench press means is you lay down flat on your back and then you push. And the only muscles that are engaged at this point are your chest muscles, your shoulders, and your arms. That's it. The rest of your body is just lying still. So there's not a whole lot of calorie burn happening. Now let's compare that with a push-up, where now you're suspending your body from the ground, your legs are being activated, your core muscles are being activated, all of your upper body muscles are being activated. You're probably engaging about 3 to 6 times more muscle for each repetition of a push-up versus each repetition of a flat bench press. There's a lot more muscle being engaged when you do a push-up. That is going to be an exercise that is going to help you burn a lot more calories. Same with when we do like exercises for your back and your legs. You want to be doing the exercises that use your whole body. So when you do a squat, for example, a squat with a bar on your back, where now you're utilizing your whole body, your core muscles going down and up, you're utilizing almost your entire body, all the muscles of your body, all at the same time. That is driving caloric expenditure way, way up. Versus if you were to sit on a machine that does this with your legs, you're only using your quads. The rest of your body is at rest. You're not burning many calories at all, although you're working your legs. So you're going to choose exercises that utilize as much muscle tissue as possible. So what does that look like? The kettlebell training exercises are great for that. CrossFit style workouts are amazing for that. Boot camp style workouts are great for that. Calisthenic style exercises are amazing for that. Body weight exercises are so good for that. So that's the first step, is engage as much muscle as possible to increase the amount of calorie burn that you burn per workout. Because you've got to make, if you're going to allocate 30 minutes to 60 minutes for the workout, you got to make it as productive as possible, or else you're just not going to get a lot out of it. You're not going to notice a lot of weight loss or caloric expenditure, or you're not going to lose a lot of body fat that way. Okay, now the next thing, how do you make this even more productive? Is you've got to make sure that you're not wasting any seconds. So once you complete one exercise, you want to get into the next exercise as quickly as possible. There's no better way to do this than circuit training. This could be done, supersetting as a form of circuit training, where it's just two exercises back and forth. You could also line up about six or seven different exercises, just like we do in the vegan tummy tightener, where we line up two exercises, you do those for a little while. So you do the front of the body, the back of the body, and then go back to the front of the body and back of the body. So that way, while one side of your body is resting, your heart is continuing to work as hard as possible. So you're getting your heart is working hard, you're getting a cardiovascular effect, and you're training all the muscles of your body, you're forcing them to expend maximal calories for you, and it just never stops. When you use a circuit style training, where the way I set it up in the tummy tightener is you basically go hard for about 30 to 60 seconds, and then you only, if you do take a break, the break is like 10 to 15 seconds, and then you're right back to working out as hard as possible. What most people do, and I used to observe people at the gym, is I would watch them. They would go to the gym, they would pick one exercise, they would do one set of the exercise. After it's over, they would rest. So they would maybe do about 18 to 20 seconds doing the exercise, and then they rest for about 1 to 2 minutes. And then they do another 18 to 20 seconds of that exercise, and they rest for 1 to 2 minutes. That is very inefficient, because by the end of the workout, the total amount of work that they did in an hour is probably about 6 to 12 minutes worth of total work. Very, very inefficient use of time. The way we do it with circuit training, oh my goodness, now you take that same hour, and now during that hour, you've done anywhere between 45 to 50 total minutes of work. Way more productive, up to 10 times more productive than the traditional do a set, wait and rest, do another set, wait and rest. Okay, so that's going to help you drastically increase your caloric expenditure as well. Now, number three. So the first one is using as much muscle tissue as possible by using functional exercises. Number two, you're going to use circuit training by increasing the amount of productivity, reducing any inefficiencies by resting. And then number three, what you're going to do is you're going to go to failure as much as you possibly can. So when you do the tummy tightener, it's everything's based on time. It's not based on reps, because if I were to tell you do this many reps, it's the amount of time that you're under tension, that's when you're actually burning calories. But you could do 10 reps in 10 seconds, or you could spend 60 seconds to do 10 reps. You see why reps is not a very reliable way to help you create caloric expenditure workouts. Not good for fat loss workouts, but time is way better, because the more time that you spend under tension, the more calories you are burning. That's by law. You can't beat that. So what you're gonna do is when you're spending your 45 to 60 seconds is what I recommend for each and every set, you want to do it to the point where you get to the very end of that 60 seconds or so, and you want to go to absolute failure. So for example, if you're doing push-ups, do push-ups as quickly as you possibly can until you literally gas out at the 45 second mark or the 60 second mark. Because when you get to the point where you just can't do any more, you have taken your muscles to muscular failure. Why that's important is because when you take your muscles to muscular failure, that means you've created microtrauma, you've created damage in the muscles, which means that they have to repair and recover over the next few days. Now, why that's important is because the energy that is used to repair the muscles back is primarily coming from stored body fat, and that is afterburn, my friends. Because if you just work out in a way where you're not going to muscular failure, or you're creating little to no damage, then you're not getting the effect of afterburn. The muscles don't need to repair themselves, so they're not going to utilize any extra energy to do that. But if you can work them out to the point where they're damaged and they're sore, then the energy that it takes to repair those muscles come primarily from stored body fat. Is that cool or what? So that's why it's important to not just work out, but work out hard, work out intense. Now, this is not easy. I'm just gonna tell you this right now, it's not easy. Like, theoretically, this sounds great, but when you actually do it in practice, These are some of the hardest workouts you'll ever do. Anybody who's done the vegan tummy tuner workouts, you know that to be true as well. It's some of the hardest workouts you've ever done if you're doing it right, because you're always going to failure. And every time you go to failure, well, nobody likes to feel like a failure, but it's what you want to do if you want to push your body and force it to respond and get super shredded for you and lose a whole lot of body fat. Is that cool or what? So what? How many did we go over there? So when it comes to working out, the strategies are, you want to maximize the amount of muscle engagement. You want to use circuit training so that you're making it as efficient and productive as possible to get maximal caloric expenditure. And then number three, you want to go to failure so that you can maximize afterburn. So far, so good, right? Okay, let's switch gears a little bit, because that's all about resistance training. Now, what's cool, if you do it the way I just showed you, is using that resistance training, you're going to get a cardiovascular effect, and that's only going to improve the strength and the efficiency of your heart, which is awesome. Now, let's say you're a cardio type of person. You want to be able to do cardio. Where cardio comes into play is when your muscles are too darn sore to do any resistance training, you can usually do cardio. So the difference between cardio and resistance training is, well, cardio, you can do that same movement or exercise, let's say running, you're doing running strides over and over and over again for thousands of repetitions, and you can keep going. Whereas if you're doing push-ups, well, you can only do so many of those, like 10, 20, 30 reps tops, and you're toast, you're done, right? What's interesting about cardio is that if you were to just go at the same level or the same state, what we call steady state cardio, like you would go on a jog or you go on a run and you go for 30 straight minutes, that just does not burn a whole lot of body fat. Compared to if you can make that cardio kind of resemble what you do in resistance training where you go to failure, then you can increase that caloric expenditure to 3 to 9 times. And that's going to be primarily from body fat. You totally want that if you want to get shredded. So when you're doing cardio, this is super important. What I want you to do, if your goal is to lose as much body fat as possible, what I want you to do is you're gonna do high intensity interval training. So what that means is you'll start off with your jog. Let's say you're going for a run. You're going on a jogging pace like you normally would do, and then you're gonna just launch into an all out sprint. Now, what's interesting about a sprint is when you're going as fast as you possibly can, you know this to be true, you can't go for more than 15 to 60 seconds until you're done, until your legs just simply can't move that fast anymore, right? You've experienced that. When you do a sprint, that is the equivalent of doing a resistance exercise. It's like the same thing as doing heavy squats. You can only do about 10 to 12 repetitions and then you're done, you've reached failure. Well, when you do sprints in interval cardio, you are literally taking your leg muscles to failure. And the only way to keep going is to lower the speed down to maybe like a reasonable jog or maybe even a walk, because it's that intense. And so what happens is you go for 15 to 60 seconds until you just can't go any longer super fast. And then you allow your jog to allow you to catch your breath and recover again. And you do that for about 30 to 45 seconds until your legs feel strong again, just the same way that you normally do when you're weightlifting. And then boom, you take off. You go as fast as you possibly can for another 15 to 45 seconds until your legs are toast again. And then now you're jogging still, but you're kind of catching your breath. And then boom, you go off into a sprint again. That is high intensity interval training. And when you do that right, you can increase the amount of fat that you burn 3 to 9 times, and you get an afterburn effect on top of that. So when you combine high intensity interval training through cardio plus high intensity interval training through resistance training, now you've got the ultimate fitness combination of fat loss. I mean, you really can't get better than that. That will take fat off your body in record time in the fastest way possible. That's why when people do the tummy tightener, we tested this. We got everybody together. We looked at all the results. The average inches off of the waist alone was 2.2 inches in 10 days. 2.2 inches. And they kept going after that. So let's go ahead and answer as many questions as I can right now. Okay, Cornelia, these are my four essentials: push-ups, squats, pull-ups, and deadlifts. Beautiful. In that order, in full range of motion. Okay, all that's good. And each until failure. Then I go for the next one, interval sprints on another day. Is that okay? That's totally cool. Absolutely. And you could even, I mean, technically you could do those two together if you wanted to. Aaron, why doesn't water from herbal tea count as water, by the way? It might, Aaron. We've just never tested it. And when I'm looking at people's water intake, the only thing that I know 100% works is if we're just talking about the pure water. So to err on the side of being conservative and right, We don't count water that's like part of teas or anything like that, because if there's tea that has caffeine in it, then caffeine is kind of a diuretic, so it actually removes some water. So then that way it doesn't really work as well. Okay, so now you might be drinking herbal tea. It doesn't have the caffeine. I don't know if there's other compounds in it that might have a negative impact. We just don't know. So that's why, to be safe, we just count pure water and that's it. Thomas, what's the minimum amount of time to do functional exercises daily to have fat loss or to maximize fat loss 4 different times? Okay, so Thomas, the answer to your question is there is no minimum amount of time that I can tell you that works for everybody. So what I'm going to recommend that you do is you basically do as much as you can and then record it and then record your results, because then what happens is you start to discover how much time you do need every single day. For a good guideline, I'm going to recommend start with a minimum 30 minutes per day. Now, I don't know if that's going to be too much or too little for you. Your results are going to have to tell you that. So do 30 minutes. If you start getting amazing results, keep doing 30 minutes. If you don't get great results, increase the amount that you're doing, because it's obviously not enough. Always remember this. Results will tell you if you're doing what you're supposed to do right. If you're doing it enough, if you're doing it correctly, your results will tell you that. Always remember that and use that as your guide. So the one thing that everybody has direct control over is quantity. So increase your quantity if you're not getting the results that you want. And then once you start achieving results, then start to reduce quantity but increase quality to maintain those results. As long as you're maintaining those results, then you're doing it right. Thank you for everybody who's giving me great feedback. I so appreciate that. Is sparkling water okay for your water goal? And here's the thing, Tessie, it could totally be okay, but I've never tested it, so I can't tell you if it works or not. So again, by the way, I mean, with sparkling water, it's like, I don't know if, about you, but when I drink it, there's only so much of that I can drink before it's too bubbly and it fills up my stomach and it's just uncomfortable. So we're talking about drinking a gallon of water a day. I've never tested it. So my recommendation is, if you've never lost a ton of body fat before, but you really want to give this a try, just count the water, record those results, and then try it with sparkling water and see if you get the exact same results.
And that about wraps it up. So as you heard in the recording I mentioned before, we have a supportive group called the Smoothie Shred Challenge. Just go to smoothieshred.com and you can get yourself logged in and registered, and it's 100% for free. It allows both Brooke and I to be able to support you 100% through our Smoothie Shred Challenge, which is nothing more than committing to drinking one of our smoothies that we tell you how to create yourself. Doesn't require any supplements or anything like that. All grocery store food. We give you the templates, some recipes, some workouts even, all 100% for free. So we can support you 100% when you're doing that. Now, if it's still 2016, you still have time to get in on our very special blowout offer that we have going on right now, which will get you a whole bunch of stuff, like almost $900 worth of both me and Brooke's digital products for $297. And if you're one of the first 100 to take advantage of that offer, then Brooke's going to go ahead and send you an additional 4 extra bonuses, 2 DVDs, and 2 of her books, which she's going to personally autograph herself, sent right to your doorstep. All of the shipping and everything is covered 100% for free as long as you are in the continental United States. If you're international, you can take advantage of the special as well, but you will have to pay a little extra for shipping. But that's it. So thank you so much. Again, this is Thomas Tadlock, host of the Vegan Body Revolution Show, and I will catch you on the next podcast.